Betty Everett died on this day in 2001. 1964 number six hit, the Shoop Shoop song. That's what we hear, later covered by Cher. And I think that might have gone higher on the charts. I have to double check on that. Betty Everett, the American soul singer, died on this day back in 2001. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Thanks so much for joining us on the program today. We're joined by Jim Scarantino. He is editor of the Port Townsend Free Press. You can find that at porttownsendfreepress.com. And the story that perhaps you've seen a little bit of, perhaps you've seen some video of. I saw the video running through the Twitter feed recently. This 80-year-old woman who was banned from her local YMCA. We'll let Jim tell the story. Jim, thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning. Glad to be here. It is quite a story. In fact, it's gone global. It's sort of a Rosa Parks moment for women's rights in the age of transgenderism. Judy Jaman has been swimming at her local Y for 35 years. She's showering after a swim, skimpy little shower curtains you can imagine in the Y. She hears a deep male voice, looks out. There's a tall young man standing there in a woman's one-piece bathing suit looking at four to five little girls peel off their bathing suits so they can use the bathroom. And, of course, he sees her, too. She leans out and whispers, "Do you have a penis?" And he says, "None of your business," at which point she hits the roof. Her mama bear kicked in, as she says, and she yelled at him to get out of there. At that point, another employee of the Y, that's right, this man is an employee of the YMCA assigned to go into women's bathrooms and showers. He's heterosexual. He just declared himself a woman in April. Anyway, another employee enters, tells Julie, "You're being discriminatory. You are banned from using the pool, and we're calling the police." But it was Julie who went to the police. And since then, women's rights advocates and the LGB community and lots and lots of people are coming to her defense. They held a press conference just asking for safe spaces for women. Rape survivors standing around Julie. Julie was assaulted by a mob of 300 to 400 trans activists, if you want to call them, although they were Antifa. She suffered a sprained ankle on Monday, and other women were bruised. It was a scene from hell, and all they were asking for was women's bathrooms and women's showers where they don't have to be humiliated or, for rape survivors, be terrified encountering a male in what was once their safe, vulnerable spaces. That's the short on the story, but it's huge, and it's got legs, and I think it's a defining moment for lots and lots of women facing what's going on in their lives.
I wanted to ask, because this happens sometimes, and you're a journalist up there in Port Townsend. Have you had anyone who knows, you know, you're a reporter covering the story, sort of take you to the side and say, I mean, like from the YMCA, sort of take you to the side and say, this is terrible. I can't go on the record. This is terrible. This is ridiculous. I can't believe this is happening at the YMCA.
Not the YMCA, folks. You need to understand what's happening at the Y nationwide. In Washington State, they actually promoted bringing men, transgenders, but I'm sorry, they're adult human males, into women's and girls' showers all the way back in 2015. And I just spoke with a former Y employee, Kelly Triller Harms. She's made some national attention. She was fired for alerting women that this was happening. That was before our state law. We now have a state law that the Y says forces them to allow men into women's spaces, although it also guarantees women's spaces. They seem to forget that. And I'm doing a story that's coming out of a man who was banned for calling out the sharing of child pornography in another local Y up here. So he was banned, and his wife was banned in retaliation, and they went after his job. This is not the YMCA America knew in prior generations. It is just not. It's a shame what's happened, and it's not really a safe place for many women and girls today.
Jim Scarantino is with us. He is editor of the Port Townsend Free Press. Find it at porttownsendfreepress.com for all the coverage. Take us back to that press conference, Jim. That's the first time that I saw this story pop up on my feed. And I mean, there's no mistaking. I mean, this is an 80-year-old woman who looks like she's 80 years old, being heckled, and you say from your reporting, being assaulted, suffering injuries at this press conference. Set that scene for us.
So the press conference was called and organized by Amy Sousa, S-O-U-S-A. She is a leading advocate for women's rights against the invasion of women's spaces and their appropriation by men who say they are, in fact, women now, not identifying as women, but they are women. She held this press conference, and they brought Gabrielle Clark. She's an African-American woman who sued her school for indoctrinating her biracial son in critical race theory, and a bunch of rape survivors, and a lesbian spokesperson. It's interesting, the alliance here, women's rights advocates and the LGB alliance folks. And they just, 35, 40 people, they had a city permit in a beautiful spot in beautiful Port Townsend, our quaint little Victorian seaside artist community. And they started talking. There was already a mob of 400 people in front of them, highly organized. Mm-hmm. Antifa was there. The Puget Sound John Brown Gun Club, they provide armed security for Antifa. These are old ladies, and Antifa showed up with guns. Some pretty scary-looking guys. And you could tell it was going to be tense. The police initially were loosely separating the groups. As soon as the event started with singing, the women started with singing like suffragettes, and they stood in front of this suffragette flag. As soon as they started singing and the speaking began, the police disappeared. And this mob closed in around these women and pushed them up against a wall, tore down the suffragette flag. It was all men, by the way. It was men assaulting men who looked like men. And a bodybuilder who must have weighed 250 pounds who said he had a female body part, begins with a V. Can I say that on air? He had a V. And knocking people down, and the police stood across the street or out of sight until I think 10 911 calls came in, and they still didn't do much. And they were shouted down, asking for safe spaces for women. A rape survivor is trying to explain what the terror would be of encountering a naked man coming out of a shower that she doesn't know, you know, without her consent. This wonderful, liberal, progressive crowd shouted her down. The white crowd, it was all white, shouted down a black woman pleading for civil rights. It was a scene from hell. But it backfired on them. Just the way the Woolworth sit-ins backfired on the racists back in the 60s. And it's just taken off. It's a defining moment.
Jim Scarantino, you can find his work at Port Townsend Free Press. This is Washington State, by the way. PortTownsendFreePress.com. And the coverage of this will continue, I'm sure. Jim, thanks for taking some time this morning and informing us here on The Steve Gruber Show.
All right, take care. Thanks very much.
Appreciate it. Simon Hankinson from the Heritage Foundation coming up next. We'll talk with him about illegal immigration and big city mayors' hypocrisy on the topic. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve on The Steve Gruber Show.
Do you have what it takes to be an entrepreneur? Have you done your due diligence on the most important component of your new business? You. Introducing the Grind Score, a tool to help you analyze how you will impact your startup. The Grind Score is a 24-question quiz developed by co-founder and co-CEO of Bigby Coffee, Michael McFaul. Get his real-world insight and feedback on what he has seen work and not work in the startup. Go to thegrindscore.com and start your journey. That's thegrindscore.com. TheGrindScore.com.
If you're looking for a new best friend and you've already been to the shelter, it's time to check out TheBarkingBoutique.com. TheBarkingBoutique.com guarantees its puppies for the next 5 years and plenty to choose from. New arrivals daily. TheBarkingBoutique.com. Healthy Cell delivers 165% more vitamin nutrition with its microgel formula. Studies show Healthy Cell packs a bigger punch than ordinary vitamins. Healthy Cell is made in America and recommended by Dr. Peter McCullough. Go to HealthyCell.com, use the promo code Gruber and save 20%. HealthyCell.com, promo code Gruber.
You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.